Chapter 20. The Gopis Feel Sad to Be Away from Krishna. The Gopis of Vrindavan loved Krishna so much that they were not happy with just the rasa dance at night. When Krishna went with his friends and cows, the gopis spent the whole day at home remembering stories about Krishna. "My dear friends," one gopi said, "do you know that when Krishna lies on the ground, he rests on his left elbow. His head rests on his left hand. He moves his eyebrows while playing his flute with his beautiful fingers. The sound he makes is so wonderful that the demigods stop their airplanes in mid-air to listen to that beautiful sound." Another gopi said, "My dear friends, Krishna is so beautiful that the goddess of fortune always stays on his chest. When he plays his flute, all the cows and other animals of Vrindavan must stop eating and chewing. Their ears stand straight up and they listen while standing very still." Another gopi said, "Even the rivers and lakes become very still when Krishna passes by with peacock feathers in his hair and his body smeared with clay. With leaves and flowers decorating his body, he looks very sweet, like some hero. He plays on his flute and calls the cows with Balaram. Then the Jamuna River stands still to wait for the air to carry dust from his lotus feet." Without having Krishna there in the daytime, the gopis cried so much. Sometimes they thought he was coming and would stop crying. But when they saw that Krishna did not come, they would again begin to cry even more. Krishna always went through Vrindavan forest and walked on Govardhan Hill playing his flute. The gopis knew that all the trees, plants, grass, and flowers in the forest were always thinking of Krishna. A Krishna-conscious devotee will do anything for Krishna. So naturally, the trees and plants wanted to give whatever they had. The fruits, flowers, and honey from their branches. The gopis thought of how Krishna walked along the Jamuna. He was happy to hear the bumblebees buzzing and humming and would play his flute. All the sounds became so sweet to hear that the fish, swans, ducks, and other birds just stopped swimming or flying. They listened carefully with closed eyes, worshiping Krishna. By remembering Krishna all day long, the gopis became happier and they gave him all of their love. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all the time and remembering the wonderful stories about Krishna, anyone can be a devotee of Krishna. That is how a Krishna-conscious devotee can always be happy, just like the gopis of Vrindavan.